السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Zulqadah 1445, and in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al Mubarak, it is the 28th of Zulqadah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, the originator, verses 19, 20 and 21. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives us all these examples. Why? وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. That Almighty Allah set forth all these examples so people must wonder, ponder and reflect over it. So each one of these examples that Almighty Allah is giving, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, the assembly, congregation, and verse number 21. So see what Almighty Allah states. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. Chapter 35, verse 19. That the person who is blind and the person who can see, are they equal? No, they are not equal. Everybody agrees to that. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. So when a person is, remember, blind and a person can see, they are never equal. See, I give you an easy example. In America, you have Biden and you have Trump, okay? Two opposite parties. Then you see in Britain, you have Sunak and you have Starmer, so two opposite parties. None of them want to share the kursi, the power. Each one wants to become president, each one wants to become prime minister and so forth. And you know, South Africa, same thing, and all countries the same thing. It's very strange, you know, that people, when it comes to their politics to become the prime minister, president, king, they will never want to share power. But the king of kings, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, they want to say he's got a son, he's got a partner, he's got an associate. Where is your brains, O human being, O Christian? Where is your brains, O people who are idol worshippers? Where is your brains, O jutlas, O haramis, O super terrorists? For yourself and for your political system, you will never ever agree to power sharing. For one prime minister, you have two prime ministers, two presidents and so forth. So for the king of kings, Almighty Allah, you want to accept that? So the person who accepts that is blind. And me and you, who Allah gave us Islam, he gave us Iman, the greatest gift, we say that Allah Jalla Wala wahdahu la sharika lahu, is one alone and unique. He has absolutely no partner, no associate, no brothers, no sisters, no children, no parents. That is Almighty Allah teaching us Tawheed, monotheism. Chapter 112, the third, the last chapter of the noble Quran. yastawil a'ma, the non-Muslim and wal-basir, the Muslim, can never be equal. That, remember that, and the world is seeing it today, how the global narrative has changed. People are hating, and the real terrorist, and that is America and Israel, and murdering innocent babies and children and so forth. And then they realize that Islam is a peaceful religion. Thousands are embracing Islam daily. All the decree, grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah. Wala zulumatu wala nur. And the darknesses and the nur, the radiance, can never be equal. You see, nur is Islam. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Almighty Allah is the creator of the nur, radiance and effulgence on this earth and everywhere in the universe. Look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the stars, everything and manifest of Almighty Allah's power, a manifestation. And who is Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Qad ja'akum min Allah nuru wa kitabun mubin. The Master al Islam is nur. His message is nur, a nurani message filled with radiance and effulgence. Chapter 14, verse number 1. Lituhrijan nasa min az-zulumati ila nur. That we invite you towards nur and radiance, and take you out from the darknesses and the dungeons of evil and idol worship and blasphemy. Quran Sharif, the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. And the Quran Sharif is nur. Therefore, nur means radiance, effulgence. 6,236 verses and 114 chapters. All nur, radiance and effulgence. O Muslim, who are you? Who I am, I? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah has opened our hearts and our bosoms, and remember the nur comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then that person there, mashallah, you see that the nur, and Allah Ta'ala blesses him or her, that the radiance enters, the hidayat enters. Now the result of it is what? That person draws a dichotomy, a distinction between haq and batil. Your inner heart, your inner recesses will tell you that this is the truth and that is falsehood. Chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verse number 22. Allah has blessed me and you with that nur. So, and people go astray, so nur is singular, Islam only, for all times, all places, all circumstances. Non-Muslims, Christian, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Zionism, Marxism, and communism, and socialism. How many isms will go with? Wala zulumat. All these are darknesses, groping in the darkness. So people who grope in the darkness can never find peace. Therefore, you see how many of them committing suicide, becoming junkies and druggies and what have you. Wala nur, and the nur, the radiance of Islam, the radiance of Allah, the radiance of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quran, can never be the same, can never be equal. Zameen asman ka farq hai, al farqu bainahuma kal farq bain as-sara wa as-thuriya. Your daughter's name is Suraya, the star that's very, very high in the sky, you remember that. And Thara, the land and the sand. So how you say Zameen Asman, the difference between heaven and earth, so that is similar to this. وَلَذِّلُّ وَلَلْحَرُورِ. And remember the shade of Jannah and Paradise. فِي ذِلِّ مَمْدُودِ. What shade Allah has kept for us there. Allah grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, that we enter straight into the highest, highest stages of paradise. Walal harur, and the intense heat and the inferno and the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. We read daily. So Allah is teaching us, human being, I'm giving you the best, but you want to become not my slave, slave of Allah. are. You want to become the slave of your womb's fancies and desires, then your name no more is Abdullah. Your name is not Abdurrahman, and your name becomes Abdul Hawa, Abdul Shaitan, the slave of Satan and Lucifer, the slave of your womb's fancies and desires. If you study the philology, history of the word Hawa, it means you're going lower, lower and lower. Which country in the world can justify the genocide? You must remember in Gaza al-Mubarakah. But you see the Americans, you see the Europeans, you see the Western white hegemony, they justify it. So that is Hawa, that you become worse than a donkey, you become worse than a swine, you become worse than animals. Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adal. They are like animals, nay, even animals are more respectful. The animal will not go to its own gender, but this human being, the masterpiece. Adam will go to Eve, then he'll go to Steve, and Madam will go to Eve, and you come and tell me these are human beings, these are swines and pigs, remember that. As far as Islam goes, we must be clear on all these issues here. So therefore, Almighty Allah has made Islam for us, and that is, you must remember, the panacea and the solution for human beings' problems and the entire world's problems. Allah give us tawfiq to understand what we are teaching and preaching without compromise and apology. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. 27th of Zulqadah, 1445 today. GG, the Gaza genocide, 243. And remember, we present to you the local, national and international global news, views and interviews. Israel has got so many problems in the past few days. Just listen to their problems. Israel in flames. Remember, while Bibi is preparing his speech for the Congress, that is what your headline tells us there in the Haaretz. We salute Hezbollah and we say, job well done. They fired missiles in 30 places. The fires were raging on, and it will take them years and years to recover from that. So you are going to be punished by Muslims and non-Muslims. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Shias are non-Muslims, and the Hezbollah are Hezbollah Shaitan, but we salute them. Better than so, Saudi Arabia and Emirates and Jordan and Egypt and Bahrain and Morocco and all these haramis and murtads and shaitans. And then the Iron Dome also damaged, you must remember, there in the Golan Heights. Trump said, you must call it Trump Heights. Trump, you're going to jail, maybe, you know that. So that is how American politics is. Crazy people. One shrink will go to the other shrink. Psychiatrist will go to the other. Half crazy they are. So that is Israel. More than 20 of their soldiers dispatched to hell, alhamdulillah, in the past few days. More than 50 of them injured, and some of them in transit straight to hell. We say, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Hamas, you're doing an excellent job. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. They got no more standing in the world. Remember, wherever they go, there will be protests and demonstrations. You are guilty of genocide. You are guilty of starving the population of Palestine and Gaza. Now the Haaretz newspaper screams and states starvation and destruction. In reality, is a defeat for Israel, because the world can see it. South Africa, the coalition is going on behind the veil and behind the curtain, horse trading. But to me, I don't call it horse trading. I call it donkey trading, because some donkeys are definitely going to parliament. There's no question about that. So floods in Newcastle, Allah Jalla Wala give the ulama there the foresight, go help and get everybody mobilized, the students. Take your zakat money, go help the poor Muslims. Take your lilla money, sadaqa money, help the non-Muslims. So become an asset to humanity, you brothers, sisters, children in Northern Natal, NN, that is my Newcastle, 20 years, wonderful nostalgia. Allah protect us min kulli su in makruh. And tornado hit Tongat, remember, very, very bad, tragic, you know, all this visual individuals coming through schools and so many poor areas affected, impacted. You Muslims rise to the occasion. We'll be there next week, Thursday night in Tongat, inshallah. So I spoke to Dr. Junaid Arbi. According to him, the upper side seems to be okay, but the lower side, remember. So you Muslims, again, take your zakat money, give to poor Muslims who are in very bad condition, and sadaqah money and lillah money, your voluntary, give that to non-Muslims, help them, help whoever you can. That is our Islam. We must become an asset to humanity and everybody, Muslim and non-Muslim. Biden woke up, Joe Biden, you see, genocide Biden. He says Bibi Netanyahu is prolonging the war in Gaza for his own political gain. Now you woke up after 8 months, you harami, you war criminal, both war criminals. Biden war criminal, Blinken war criminal, and Bibi Netanyahu war criminal. All three Bs, and 8 days, you must remember that all this Blair and all this Bush, so you get other Bs, 5 Bs, and all are big Bs, all big haramis. So what happens that now after 8 months, after 40,000 children, men, women murdered, martyred, 100,000 injured, now you woke up, Joe? So remember, you're a donkey, that's what I'll call you. Ben Gvir, the Minister of Security in Israel, you must remember, Minister he's supposed to be, but he's a super terrorist. He says, when our holidays come, then I will take the settlers and we will go inside the Temple Mount, meaning they'll go right inside Aqsa al-Mubarak and where the Qubbatu Sakhra, Dome of the Rock, what they call Temple Mount, I'll go inside and see who can stop us. So they provoke the Muslims and Palestinians, and then they say that they are the victims. Your Holocaust is no more carrying weight now because the world saw through you. What, 6 million? All lies and fabrication, not even 1 million. And you deserved it also to a great extent. Hitler did writing some things, remember? Abolishing the interest and homosexuality, pornography, all that what he did was right. So you must remember this. We need to speak the truth and don't behave like sheep and just take whatever the Zionist media tells us. So we must be clear that what Sharon did, they want to do the same thing. 136 countries to attend the economic forum in St. Petersburg in Russia. Taliban will be there from Afghanistan. You see, Putin is a master strategist, master politician, and master one when it comes to war. America, come, I'm waiting for you. Europe, come, I'm waiting for you. You, Britain, I'll finish you up in 1 week with my nuclear and my submarines. So now they're going to discuss about how they want to de-dollarize 136 countries. Is how America and them are burning and so forth. Lebanon and Israel are warning one another. Israeli army says we're thinking and mulling of attacking Lebanon. Lebanon says Hezbollah Shaitan, Hezbollah say we're ready. If you attack us, then this war will have no conditions. No, they must remember preconditions and prerequisites. We'll go all out to dismantle the whole of Israel. We already took over the northern Israel. The Jutla have all run away. 250,000 of them have left, and 1 million have left Israel for good. Slovenia recognizes Palestine, so that's good news for us as Muslims and people of justice, the latest country to recognize Palestine, the state of Palestine. And Palestine is also signing with South Africa that in the ICJ that Israel is guilty of genocide. 150 countries recognize Palestine now. Modi, big disappointment, remember, and the shine and glitter is gone off his face, the war criminal and the terrorist butcher of Gujarat. So he won, but not the landslide he was telling people. A narrow victory for Modi, so much so the Indian rupee dropped, you must remember, and it was a huge drop. The current is going about 83 Indian rupees, 83 and some paisa, like some cents, you must remember, they call paisa to the US dollar. So Modi, remember, the dollar doesn't like you, and the economics don't like you, and the Muslims don't like you, the Christians don't like you, and the Sikhs of India don't like you, because they know that you are there just for the nationalist Hindus, and you cannot last. Where they put their big temple in Ayodhya, they lost the seat there. Can you believe that? What the millions of dollars they spent, and he lost the seat there. Shashi Tharoor, he should be the leader of India. He should become the leader, remember, of Congress in place of Rahul Gandhi. Rahul Gandhi has too much baggage with him, and he won his seat also, Shashi Tharoor, and they would have a better chance. But let's see what happens there also. 4C, that is the fox, you see. You doctors and you others, I told you, it was not a pandemic, it was a plandemic and a scamdemic, and all haramis got together, and the Muslim doctors, non-Muslim doctors, fleecing the people and filling their pockets. So Foxy will be prosecuted in America. Make social distancing and mask and making this. Is no, I just wanted to see how we can control the world. You look at his face, you will see the small Dajjal, the harami. We should be hanging on one of the tolls here in South Africa. You know the ANC, they put all those electric tolls here, e-tolls. Bring him to South Africa, we will hang him here. And the world will know what we do with haramis. And ANC, I don't know, they won't agree, but me, I'll hang him properly. Okay, anyway, now listen to Biden. Joe is gone crazy. He suffers from amnesia. He suffers from, you understand, mental diseases. He needs to go to an asylum, both of them, we and Trump. Best place for these haramis is Gitmo. We must send both of them there to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, and all our Muslims and our sister, Dr. Afia, must be returned. All the stories you're hearing that Dr. Afia has released is all fake news. Now, no truth in that. Biden says maybe America will send boots on the ground to Taiwan. Please send. So Russia is fixing you up, America there in Ukraine. Hamas and our Palestinians are fixing you up there in Israel, in there in your occupied Palestine. And now China will fix you up there in Taiwan. And then you will see America falls, inshallah. America cannot control its borders. The Republicans now, you see, Biden is worried about November elections, so he wants a ceasefire there with Hamas. And 8 months he didn't worry. 3 times they vetoed it there in the United Nations. Now he's a little bit worried because he will lose. So now he's tightening the borders, as that is Trump's policy. They'll allow 2,500, they understand, those migrants to enter. And more than that enter, they won't allow them per day. So remember that that is against your local laws, domestic laws, and international laws, Biden. All this democracy, human rights is all nonsensical when it comes to them. Remember that. Yeah, in South Africa, you Muslims of South Africa and you people of justice of South Africa, remember the Zionist murderer. His name is Julian Bear. We should take his name everywhere, the harami, the murderer. He murdered our sister, Mrs. Halima Hussein. He injured her husband, remember, 15 times he stabbed him, and the son also is critical. So this Zionist murderer, we should demand that the DA must say what is their stance on this. We should demand from the Zionist Federation, from the Board of Deputies, what do you say? Don't come tell me we Muslims must be calm and all that. If you want a war, we'll give you a war. We will sort you out here, one settler, one bullet here also, if you talk nonsense with us. So we say we will do the economic boycott. We will boycott Woolworths, bring them to the knees as we did with Pick and Pay. We will go and boycott. You know what Woolworths did? They gave people chocolate. That one Muslim guy went and he realized there's some brandy inside there, some alcohol. And he said, it worked on my chest. You see that? So how can you go and taste all these kind of things there and then you go zigzag and that? You must boycott these haramis, whether it is Pick and Pay, whether it's Woolworths, whether it's KFC, whether it is McDonald's, and the next one is Exclusive Bookshop, remember that. There's a book, From the River to the Sea, Palestine. They said, we will not sell that book. You won't sell it. We will fix you up. We scold all the Muslims of South Africa that this Exclusive Bookshop, you must boycott them and tell them, go past there with our Palestinian clothing and flags and what have you, and say, Viva, Viva Palestina, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. Syria and Turkey, no dialogue, because Syria say, take your army out from here, Turkey, then we'll start speaking. Sunak and Stemmer had their first debate yesterday, 1 month before the elections there in Britain, and they were cursing one another. They started swearing so loudly that even the umpire, referee, curator, whatever you want to call him, he said, hey guys, lower your voices. And they became personal. SNS, to me, both idiots if you ask me. And South Africa, very, very cold. Now also we got big, big Jas and Overcoat and Long Johns and lot and other places even colder. So what should we read? Ma ashadda hadhal bard. Ma ashadda hadhal bard. Allahumma ajirni. Allahumma ajirni min zamhariri jahannam. Ya Allah, how cold it is. But Ya Allah, this cold is nothing compared to Jahannam and the hellfire. Ya Allah, some parts of Jahannam, very, very hot, inferno, and the blazing fire and furnace. Other parts, less than freezing point, minus, minus, minus. Allahumma in Allahumma ajirni min zamhariri Jahannam. Open Lataiful Ma'arif of Hafiz ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, student Hafiz ibn Qayyim, Ibn Qayyim, student Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. So he mentioned this type of beautiful du'as in his work, Masterpiece, Lataiful Ma'arif, and he wrote a book, Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madahib al-arba'a, Refutation of those who follow any other school beside the four schools. You Salafis, better wake up, and so forth. Our program today, you're listening on Radio Al-Ansar, Jazakumullahu khairan to the trustees, directors of Ansar. So our brother Dawood Monli today, Wednesday, will be there, inshallah, in Vellum, and tomorrow, Thursday, there in Stanger, and Friday in Tongati. So Wednesday, Dawood Monli, Vellum, Thursday, Stanger, what do you call, Kwaduguza, and then there on Friday, Itongati. So that's the new way, you see, you must speak with Tajweed. So Monli will be there, and the person coordinating all this will be our brother, Allah Jalla Wala reward him. What a wonderful person, Haji Muhammad Salim, you must Asmal. So you coordinate it, you'll coordinate it, so they'll be there in your North Coast, inshallah. Our programs here today, 8:30 to 9, Mona Musa Akudi, I think maybe he's in Makkah now, maybe still Medina. So Mona Zahid will interview him, 8:30 to 9, and then 11 to 12, Plus of Marriage, 1 to 2, Tafsir, and remember, it's Wednesday afternoon today, so between Zohar, Asr, make special dua for Gaza, for Sudan, for Kashmir, and Burma, and all the oppressed Muslims in the world, and our own beloved country, South Africa. And Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Let's hope that some sanity prevails, and when they have the coalition government, they'll give us a good present, inshallah, before Eid al-Adha. By that time, the government has to be shaped and formed, and we'll have know who the president and the speaker and what have you. So we make dua to Almighty Allah. I will be today there in Tabanchu. You must pull it. That's how they pronounce it. Tabanchu. So the person in charge there is Sunny. What Sunny's name? I don't know. So anyway, so we will be there tonight, inshallah. It's not live. It's just for them there in the Freistaat, Free State. So inshallah, we'll be there tomorrow, tonight, and tomorrow night in Bloemfontein, inshallah. Allah Aziz. Ji Maulana Salim Kareem. We have 15 minutes, 16 minutes left. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. I was invited to a Cape Town Zikr Hadat. The recited normal Zikr in Cape Town tune, is that permissible? I also went to a Durban Zikr. A lot of Nazams were sung in Urdu, Zikr and Salami, where everyone was standing. Is this allowed in Islam? Please advise what is allowed, as I don't know.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, if you study Islam in South Africa, everything started there in Cape Town. First, you had Sheikh Yusuf of Makassa. When you visit Cape Town, you must go to his Mazar Mubarak. He's buried there. And remember that if you see one Maimon brother, that he renovated the whole area. It's written there, his name, Maimon. I forget his name. So it's very, very historic and so forth. This is our roots in South Africa. Then you have Imam Twanguru Rahimahullah, who was incarcerated there in Robben Island. You'll know about the non-Muslim politicians. You don't know about the Muslims. Imam Twanguru was incarcerated there, remember that, from 1780 to 1793. And he wrote the Quran Sharif, the first Quran Sharif. He was a sheikh, he was a hafiz, he was imam. So Imam Twanguru Rahimahullah at Robben Island wrote the entire Quran Sharif by memory. If you go road to Cape Town, Boer Kaap, opposite the Hyatt Hotel. So remember, it was Hilton Knights Hyatt. Just 100, 200 meters, you will find Oval Masjid, Masjid Oval, 1794. The date is there. 200 years before our democracy and so forth and so on. So it's a great, great history of ours. Now, how did they manage? If you look at the laws at that time, it was like, you know, torture for them. So they would get together and they would make zikr, you understand? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. So zikr is excellent. Quran says, wala zikrullahi akbar. Open the beginning of the 21st supara and then nobody will tell you. Zikr-e Haddad, so if you study Sufi Azam, Tasawwuf, Tazkiyah, they share Haddad and they have his whole book and so forth. So we have no problem with zikr of Allah, Jalla wala, zikr of Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Durood Sharif, all that we encourage. But when you bring external factors into it, now what are external factors? You bring the music there, you bring something, you start dancing and all that, you see some silsilas, then now they move right, they move left, and this, they're swerving this way, that way. So all this is not Islam. Music and then the dancing, raqs. Raqs, you must remember Ibn Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah wrote the whole book on it, which I have. So that is not part of Islam. Next one, all the intermingling, that the men and women are all jiving and moving together, and all that is not Islam, that. Regarding Salat and Salam, I told you before, every Muslim must be a Salami, every Muslim must be a Tablighi. Salami, day and night we have to read Salat and Salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, every Muslim should be making da'wat and tabligh. Invite people, we have the best, we should share it with the rest. However, you cannot believe Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present there physically. So then you are equating the Master alayhi salatu salam with Allah Ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. None is equal to Allah Jalla Wala in any aspect, in any respect. So that is not permissible. Absolutely not permissible. And second one, Allah Himself says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. So when people remember Allah Ta'ala, they make zikr of Almighty Allah. How they make zikr? قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Sometimes they are standing and they're remembering Almighty Allah. Sometimes they are sitting and they're remembering Allah. And sometimes they are leaning and remember Almighty Allah. So how does it mean leaning down and, you know, reclining? Now, I was sleeping last night, so I tossed from right to left, and then I read the quls, I read Aytul Kursi, all that. So that is making zikr of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. How you make zikr? Always standing, sitting, and reclining, no problem. Surah number 3, verse 191. When Allah says, these are the most intelligent people who remember Allah in different postures, so how can we say, for salami, you must stand, it's compulsory to stand. That's wrong. So you must remember, Quran is clear on this. Chapter 3, verse 191. So we make zikr every day. We make your stand salami every day. So in At-Tahiyyat, Tashahud, As-Salamu Alaika, Ayyuhan Nabiyyu, we're sitting and we're doing it. What you going to say? Not permissible. Obviously, it is what Islam is teaching us. So remember that things that Islam made flexible, who are we to come and say, no, it must be done only this way. So that is wrong. You read salami, you make tablighi, all that within the laws of Sharia, we will participate in it and we will be the one, you must remember to promote it, with the conditions, as I mentioned, with the correct belief. So that is what we must do. Zikr is the lifeline of a true Muslim, understand that. The world is looking for peace. Quran says, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. In the remembrance of Almighty Allah, the hearts will find peace, contentment. Why today 8 billion people, 7.5 billion cannot find peace? Why? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دُنْكَى. When you turn away from zikr, Allah's name, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name, the Qur'an-e-Nami and Quran Sharif, Allah will make the life of that person miserable, wretched and horrible. That is what Quran is teaching us. So 100% we agree with it, with conditions.
Mufti Sahab, if a lady is sickly and makes wuzu, then puts on leather socks and put on leather boots, does she still have to make masa of the leather socks after taking out the boots during the wudu?
Remember, when you're going to wear the khufain, so you must know the conditions of it. That when you go and wear the leather socks, what we call khufain, you remove it, so you must remember then that masa is finished then. Naz'ul khufain, so that masa finishes then. So now you can't apply qiyas and analogy on that leather boots of yours and so forth and so on. So you take that leather boots off and then you make masa on that khufain. So that is how it will work and so forth and so on. So we must not apply our own analogy. And that is where the Salafis have gone wrong. They said that khufain is psi. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah lived in Iraq. Imam Abu Hanifa lived in that area and he passed away. That area is called A'zamiyah, where he's buried. I went there with Allah's help. Born in 80, passed away 150. He lived for 70 years. In that area, there were a lot of Rawafis and Shias and Kuffar. So Imam Abu Hanifa was asked, what is the aqidah, the belief structure of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? See what the genius Imam Abu Hanifa was. He said, "Antufaddila shaykhain." You must give shaykhain preference. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma. وَتُحِبَّ الْخَتَنَيْنِ. And you must love both the son-in-laws. Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Usman, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhuma. And وَتَرَى الْمَسْحَ عَلَى الْخُفَّيْنِ. And you must make masa عَلَى الْخُفَّيْنِ. These are the landmark symbols of Ahlu Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. All three against the Kuffar Shia. Shias reject Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. They say they are non-Muslim. Allah forbid. نَقَلَ كُفَرْ كُفَرْ نَبَاشِدْ. They say they love Sayyidina Ali, but they murdered Sayyidina Ali. They murdered Sayyidina Hussein. In their own books it's written. And you must remember, they hate Sayyidina Usman and they say he's non-Muslim. So Imam Abu Hanifa said, you must love both. Sayyidina Usman and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. وَتَرَى الْمَسَىٰ عَلَى الْخُفَيْنِ. And you must make masa on khufain. Shias rejected that. When I went to Iran, when I went to Iraq, Iran especially, I went deliberately all the places in the Huzu Khana, the ablution block, to see what they do. I didn't find one Shia making, you must remember, ghaslul qadamain, washing the feet. I didn't see one Shia making masa ala khufain. They make masa ala qadamain. Masa mean that they just tap their fingers, two, three fingers, just on the feet, little bit like that. And they said that is right. So therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, "Wailul lil aqab min an-nar." People whose aqab, heels and all that remain dry, they go straight to Jahannam and so forth. So there are 100,000 reasons we can give why the Shias are not Muslim. So you, the Ahlul Sunnah, must know the laws, you must remember, of the khufain. So if you're a musafir, then 72 hours. You're a muqim, a resident, then you're 24 hours. And the Salafis, we say four schools, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis, they say their own four imams, Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh Usaymin, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, and Sheikh Albani. I met all of them. And they are great ulama, but they don't come to the toes of Imma Arba'a. They say that you can make masa on your normal socks. You see that? So the socks I'm wearing, you wearing, Mawla Salim, we wear the nylon cotton socks. So what they did, they made analogy of the normal socks on the leather socks or synthetic leather. So that we reject, you must remember. Hudu is the original. You use water. And then the exception is masa al-khufain. Now you don't make the exception the rule and then start applying other analogy. That's a big mistake the Salafis make. You know why? They don't understand usul ul-fiqh properly. So the laws of jurisprudence and principles involved. So that's what you are doing. You say, no, if I can make on the khufain, on the leather sock, so I can make on the leather boot. No, you can't do that. It's not acceptable like that.
So this is a little controversial question. Can Mufti AK please give the names of which Sunni alim said it's compulsory to stand and read salami? Because no Sunni ulama said so. please get your story right.
So you must remember that. I'm not saying that. So go read your own books and so forth. You will see that they will say they put a chair there and they do this, they do that, some of them. I never said all. I said those of them who do that, we reject that. So you must remember that. You who pose the question, when Jummah comes, tell the people that after the Jummah, they don't stand and read salami. They all must sit. You do that. And teach your people the right thing. You won't do that. You frighten for your wages and so forth. I mean, let us be honest about these issues, yeah? So therefore, we must teach the people the right thing without fear and favor. I'm 100% salami. But you stand, fine. Next week you sit. Next week you do what you want. You don't impose on the poor people. They must stand and so forth. So that is what I'm telling you. One day I was in Pretoria and they stood up and read salami. I didn't stand. So the person asked me why you don't stand. I say, go ask your imam. To stand is compulsory. No answer came. So you must remember. I experienced this myself. So you must remember. Gee.
Can you read Qaza Namaz after Asr Salah?
So 100% after Fajr Salat Qadha is permissible, and after Fajr Salat Qadha is permissible. Me, I'm 100% Sunni, brothers. Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That's what we mean by Sunni. So don't come with all funny, funny stories. We reject all 3 days and 40 days and all. There's no such thing in Islam. So what is the truth must be spoken without fear and favor.
Okay, Sam, do we know where Ya'juj and Ma'juj are? Ukraine?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Ya'juj Ma'juj in various places in the Noble Quran. Hatta idha futihad Ya'juj wa Ma'juj wa hum min kulli hadabi yansilun. So Zulqarnain, if you read Surah Kahf every Friday, Thursday night, so that is Sunnah, you get great reward for it. Allah will bless you with Nur and Radiance and Effulgence, authentic hadith in Sunan al-Darimi. And you must remember the hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasai and various compilations. So then he built Zulqarnain the Sad. Sad is the big wall and barrier and so forth. So Ya'juj Ma'juj must not come. But before Qiyamah they will come. You must remember Isa alayhi salam will dispatch Dajjal straight to hell between Tel Aviv and between Jerusalem. And that is, you must remember, Bibabil Lud. Lam Dal. And Lud, they call Lot. So we've been there many times. You pass through it when you're traveling there also. And then the people will be living peacefully. Allah will send another trial for this ummah during the time of Isa alayhi salam after his second coming. And that is Ya'juj Ma'juj will come. There are so many million, billion, Allah alone knows. So they will come, Buhira, Tabariya, drink all the water in the Tiberias. Isa alayhi salam will go with his people there to Mount Sinai, to Resinin, and he'll make dua, Ya Allah, decimate and destroy them. Where exactly they are, none of us know that, but they do exist. They are human beings, but they behave like worse than worse animals and so forth, and they will kill people on this earth. Then they are so crazy, they will say qatalna man fil earth, now let's qatalna man fi sama. They will start shooting arrows to the sky and the arrows will come back with blood, and then they will say, you must remember that what we have killed, the one in the sky, is Allah forbid. So therefore we must seek protection of Almighty Allah from Masihid Dajjal, the fitna of Dajjal. And we must seek protection of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala from Ya'juj Ma'juj, Gog and Magog as well. So all these are the fitnas and the trials still to come and so forth. Go open all the hadith kitabs, Kitabul Fitan, Ashratu Sa'a, Kitabul Malahim, every hadith kitab, big hadith kitab, and that has got chapters on these topics here. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, what does the Muqtadi read in the silent salas?
Remember that this masla is where we say Bayanul Madahib. We have to explain to you. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah states in every salat, I'm going just now for Fajr salat, I'll read sunnats, then I go feed the birds, and then I go for salat. So you must remember that he says every salat you must read Surah Fatiha behind the imam. If you don't read Fatiha, your salat is null and void. That is al-Imam Shafi'i's verdict. La salata illa bi fatihatil kitab, hadith Bukhari, Muslim, all the hadith kitabs got it. So that's one mazhab. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah rahimahullah says that in no salat do you read Surah Fatiha and so forth, or Qirat or Surah behind the Imam, whether it is Salawatul Jahriya or Salawatul Siriya, whether it is the first salat, whether it is the loud salat, or whether it is the soft salat, silent salat. Remember that. So the first salat, obviously, we're speaking about, so you don't read at all. You just say Allahu Akbar and then Sana Subhanak Allahumma, and then you remain silent. So all salats, that's Imam Abu Hanifa. So we asked him, what's your dalil? وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِئُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So you must listen attentively to the Quran and remain silent. وَأَنْصِتُوا. And Muslim Sharif's hadith, وَإِذَا قَرِئَ الْإِمَامُ فَأَنْصِتُوا. So anyway, everyone got their dalil. But if you look at tawfiq and tadbiq, so that's how you reconcile everything, then the Malikis, Hanbalis, have done an excellent job of that. They said that in Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, you don't read, like the Hanafis. And in Zuhur and Asr, you read Surah Fatiha. So in that way, they reconcile everything. Inshallah, that today we'll be going there to Bloemfontein and then Tabanchu. Dawood Monli will be in Vellum today, and Muhammad Salim Asmal is there. So Allah make easy, you contact them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.